Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when I think of French white wine, I think of things like white Burgundy. I think of things from Alsace. But there's also an awful lot of wine that is just blended.
Yes.
Particularly in the South. And you get some fabulous wines at fabulous prices.
You're absolutely right. You know, aside from the Burgundy, the Loire, and the Alsace regions, most French whites are blends. And there are some really good values to be found. You know, I'm hoping in this country we tend to, most of these white wines are single varietal types, Riesling, Chardonnay, et cetera. These white blends, they're onto something. It's a really nice way to kind of create some, pick up the best of all the different fruits. Starting off from the Bordeaux region, the Chateau du Berail 2020, this is a Bordeaux Blanc Reserve. This is a real find. It's 70% Semillon and 30% Sauvignon Blanc. The wine is very bright, very fresh, and really zesty. The aromas are of grapefruit, pear, and peach, and they sit on a medium-bodied wine with bright acidity and mineral notes. And at $10.99...
What?
This is a really solid buy. And it's a really solid wine, and it's a really great buy. So enjoy with fish or poultry.
How did you like the Semillon in it?
I thought it just added a really nice sort of overall richness and depth.
Plumpness to it.
And then the Sauvignon Blanc really popped up the rest of the aromatics.
Ah, nice.
Wonderful. So one of my favorite white wines, and also a perennial value, is a Côte du Rhône Blanc. This is from the family Gonet. They are the producers. And the wine is called Fond du Vent, Côte du Rhône Blanc 2020. It's a blend of 40% Viognier, 20% Claret, 20% Grenache Blanc, and 20% Roussanne. So the Viognier is actually a much higher proportion than you would normally see in a Côte du Rhône.
That's a little unusual.
Right. It's subtitled Les Promesses, and maybe they're trying to make a promise. I'm not sure. But the vineyards are adjacent to Châteauneuf-du-Pape, which speaks well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so good provenance there. And the wine shows aromas of white flowers, citrus, tropical fruit. There is no malolactic fermentation, so the palate maintains a wonderful crisp acidity and minerality that makes it a superb companion for food. The wine features relatively high percentage of Viognier, as we mentioned earlier. So this is a Côte du Rhône Blanc that's got more character than you would normally find. It's $20.99, so it's a little more expensive, but it's still a great value for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, an interesting wine from a property called Maison Vontenac in the southwest, overlooking the Pyrenees region, and the appellation is Cabardet, which is one that I was not heretofore familiar with. It's the 2020 vintage Cuvée Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting blend of Colombard 80%, which is a grape we don't normally see that often these days, unfortunately, and Chenin Blanc 20%. Very interesting wine, forward grapefruit and lemon aromatics, very fruit-forward, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and also a great value at $14.99.
That's a good price.
It is a good price. It was tough to choose, but my wine value of the week is the Fond du Vent Côte du Rhône Blanc. Even though it was the most expensive one, the quality-to-price ratio here makes it a great value and something that I just want to try again. Exploring French white blends can be a real pleasure, as well as a dollar stretcher. So
yeah.
Explore.
Well, we're going to put all of these on the website. People can look them up and go shopping for them. I hope you find them and enjoy them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.